Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones come with me.
The end.
Greetings. This is Professor Grunsplatter, and you're listening to Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. Thanks for coming back and checking out the show, or giving us a look if you are here for the first time. The first song out of the gate there was from The Creatures, called Imagoro. Following that was a track from Steve Earle called The Truth. And rounding out that first block of music was The Handsome Family with The Bottomless Hole. Coming up next, it's a side project of Dream Into Dust and Fourth Sign of the Apocalypse that put out one CD called Of Unknown Origin. And this track is called The Son of the Red Dawn. All right. Let's see. The first track in that set was from Of Unknown Origin. That track was called The Son of the Red Dawn. Following that was a track from the Elemental Chrysalis called Caravan of Ghosts. That project features Chet from Rurehunter, and they've got a new album that is finished being recorded but not available yet that is amazing. It's going to be a double CD, and hopefully that gets out into the world before too much longer. The next track there was from Mortifera, The Last Breath Before Extinction. And coming up next is a track from Scorn, and it is called Twitcher. We'll be right back.
en masse, excreting the bad blood, pulsing in my cell. Ring this sponge and regulate, falling upon myself.
Antiseptic by Nazca. Previous to that was a track from Scorn called Twitcher. Just a note here, if you happen to be one of the artists that I play on the show, I do it with absolute reverence, and the point is to expose people to new music, and hopefully they'll seek out the albums by the stuff that they and the bands that they find interesting. If you happen to have an issue with me including you in the show, please let me know and I'll take care of it. But hopefully you see it as promotion and a way to expose people that may not have heard what you do. That's why I try and mix things up. I like a lot of different kinds of music. I buy a lot of different kinds of music. I think most people should. If you get stuck too much in one genre, you're missing out on a lot of good stuff. And on that note, I guess we will move on and get back to the tunes before we run out of time here. The next track is, if you're familiar with the mandolin at all, the guy in this band is unbelievable. The band is called Split Lip Rayfield, and the song is called In the Ground.
To that Sunday afternoon, a baptism, a sermon, and Celeste with a spoon. She told me that the choir was unrehearsed. They prick themselves with needles, the altar boys perverse. What's in a family? Keep it in the family. Salivating eyes, ready to make a meal of me. Uncle Tom informs me he's too scared to disrobe. A Catholic, maybe. A drunk one, certainly. Paul and Barry rendering my baby toys destroyed. Celeste looking daggers at the congregation's joy. Here comes my family. God forbid the family. They haunt me with their eyes. Force fed with spoon. She came too soon. Celeste.
reaching up to choke the whiskey priest. The makings of a funeral where no one is deceased. Celeste, she could contain herself no more. She stole me from my uncle's arms and headed for the door. Looking down, she said to me, "Welcome to the family." The hunger in her eyes, wanting to make a meal of me. The congregation passed me in a line and opted for the alcoholic priest to pour the wine. It seemed to me Celeste was trying to hide. A sanctus, then a litany, then back into the night. I'm not your mommy, this is not your family. It hurt to have to lie. Force-fed with spoon, she came too soon. Poor Celeste.
So shy. She doesn't have any friends, just her dollies. And she talks to them all the time. And I wondered, what does she talk about? So one day I listened, and this is what she said. I wonder who my daddy is. I wonder who. Is he the man came by sometime, then went away? Is he the man who telephones and speaks so low? And mommy's voice is shaky when she says hello. Is he the tall man who held me on his knee? Is he the short man who fixed my Christmas tree? My grandma says he can't be found. He won't come back because he drowned. Yet every place I look, in every face I see, it's on my mind. I've got to find this part of me. Is he a car or own a bar? Or fly the sky? I wonder who my daddy is until I die.
Thank you. Sorgen über traumversunkene Weiten, Lichter strahlter Ewigkeiten, über traumversunkene Weiten, Lichter strahlter Ewigkeiten.
Open that set with, what did we open the set with? With Split Lip Rayfield in the ground and some frenzied mandolin playing. Also check out the Meat Purveyors if you like crazy ass mandolin. After that was Chris Conley with Spoon Fed Celeste. You may recognize Chris Conley from Ministry and Revolting Cox and Murder Incorporated and a whole mess of bands. After that was a song by a woman named Eileen Fulton called I Wonder Who My Daddy Is. There used to be a website, I don't know if it's around anymore, but they did something called the 365 Day Project. And every day they would put up a new weird-ass song. And I spent 3 or 4 days weeding through the archive and a few years ago and found all kinds of stuff like this. And so Eileen Fulton, I Wonder Who My Daddy Is. What an odd song. After that was Lichter Flug by Forseti. And running in the background today, we've had Labyrinth Without Walls by Nightmare Lodge. I just want to say thanks again for checking out this show and hopefully enjoyed it. And I'm going to bring it home with the legendary Pink Dots today. This is The Collector. Thank you.
three blind mice, eight little maids in a box. He met them, he kept them, he carefully puts them away. On a rainy day, when nothing's left, now nothing's left.
I love you.